Joe Biden declares abortion crisis in United States after Supreme Court decision. Folks, what century are we in? By Charlie Spiring on October 4, 2022. President Joe Biden voiced concerns that there were not enough abortions allowed in the United States after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. The president warned that extremist laws in Republican states were limiting abortions across the country, which he complained was backward. Folks, what century are we in? I mean, how? What are we doing? Biden said, warning that the right to contraception would soon be questioned. Biden met with his reproductive rights task force at the White House, which was put together to help women find access to abortions despite bans across the country. As I've said before, the court got Roe right nearly 50 years ago, Biden insisted. The president met with abortion doctors to discuss their own experiences of women in Republican states begging them for abortions, praising them for serving on the front lines of this crisis. Secretary of Education Miguel Cardona warned that the Supreme Court ruling was creating a culture of fear and confusion on college campuses, warning of a chilling effect on universities. A number of hand-picked doctors visiting the White House also voiced their opposition to the Supreme Court decision. My colleagues and I have to think about whether we're going to be criminalized and imprisoned, whether our licenses will be taken away, whether our livelihood will be threatened for providing compassionate evidence-based care, abortions, one physician said. One abortion doctor, who identified her pronouns as she/her, angrily denounced the decision as a way for Republicans to force women to have babies. Abortion is healthcare. It is our human right, she said defiantly. One physician complained that abortion was outlawed in the state of Wisconsin, except to save the life of the mother. Pregnant people don't have a warning light when it crosses that threshold, she said, adding that the effects are chilling.